got a Kucha 600 point poke. Do you get headies too?
Headies. I don't. Did I get it for him?
Your 100th point.
No. It was my 99th.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's
okay. But you should take it anyway, just to be fair, right?
Yeah, I mean, I could have. Yeah, I told him, though. He can have that one. I got to get one more in the game, so it worked out.
What does that mean to you, to get 100?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a pretty good run here in the last couple of weeks, so if you probably would have asked me a couple of weeks ago, probably would have settled for something less than 100, but... It's been a good stretch. Like I said, I've been very fortunate to play with some very good players. Obviously, Hetty and Cooch the last couple of weeks here have been on fire as well. So power play's clicking. I mean, everything is coming together at the right time. So I think that's more important. We want to be feeling good about ourselves going into the postseason. So we got a couple games here left, and certainly we're trending in that direction. So. But still a special moment. I mean, something I've never done before. I've come pretty close. So to do it in year 14 is, I think I'm just more proud of the fact that I've, probably proved a lot of people wrong. And it's the people that I've always believed in me that, make these moments pretty special because, you can't help but think of them when you reach something, cool like that. So it's been a pretty surreal last couple, week or week and a half here. So it's hopefully keep it going.
You said something started to click. Can you put your finger on what's happened to put you guys simply on fire?
Well, I mean, I think there's been a lot of, talk and speculation and this and that from the outside, right? It's never crept into our room. I think if you listen to the guys in our room, we've said we want to. Sure, there was some things that we were leaking a little bit, but come crunch time and we know what we need to do and we know what works. I mean, it's you can still play great and lose, but we want to give ourselves a chance. And the last 4 or 5 games here, we played the game the right way for a very consistent period, and we've seen the results. So, like I said, we're a veteran group. We know. What it takes to win, obviously, and it's just been nice to see the consistent effort and execution, and I think that's been the biggest change.
You watched Victor's tribute video. What did it mean to just kind of share that moment and obviously all the memories? I'm sure that it kind of popped up while you were watching.
Yeah, it's been a great, last week with a lot of milestones. I mean, that's probably means two things, right? That guys are having really good seasons and we're getting old. But... still playing well and having fun, so that's great. But Hetty and I have been the best of friends since 18-19 years old, so it's just an honor to play with him and call him my friend, and obviously an elite player in this league and a guy that I think is the best all-around defenseman, and to see him game in and game out, the minutes that he plays, the situational minutes on both ends of the rink. So to see him get 600 points, he's not even close to being done. So it's amazing. I think he tied his good buddy Erik Karlsson for the most points by a Swedish defenseman, if I'm not mistaken. So we'll get him one more.
You said confidence means the world to a player. Like, how would you describe what this has been like for you personally? Like, how you felt, and when's the last time you felt kind of this way? Like, I think you call it a heater.
I've never experienced anything like this in my career. So. It's pretty fun. You come to the rink and you go out every shift and you expect something to happen, and that's a pretty amazing feeling. So I've been on the other side too, where you feel like you could do whatever and it's just not going in. So that's part of the business. So you have to find a balance. I mean, because you're things are going in, you can't cheat the game. We're I talked about this the other day. We're getting those opportunities as a line, because for the most part we're doing the right things. We're making the right reads, we're forechecking, we're not playing a lot of hockey in our zone. The transition game's good, and obviously it helps when you have the confidence because you're making some plays and feeling good with the puck. But there's a reason why you have prolonged success like this, is because usually you're doing the right things as a team, and it's been nice to contribute.
Steve, specifically on the power play, obviously you guys have so many weapons there, but the past four games, I think he has 56%, something like that. I mean, what's clicking there that's maybe...
Well, that's another confidence thing too, right? You start to gain some momentum and you see the puck go in the net and then you're making the right reads. And I think when we're on our game, we're deliberate in shooting the puck and making those, right plays where, the entries have been really good. The face-offs have been good. You start with possession. The retrievals have been good. Those are the characteristics of a good power play when all those things are clicking, because then you wear, the penalty killers down, and that's where those seams open up, and usually that's where, Cooch makes a great seam pass like he's done so many times, because, either a guy is a little fatigued or he's a little out of position. So obviously you want to keep clicking, heading into the playoffs here.
I think he's had 16 goals tonight. You said you weren't surprised going in this run that he'd be able to do it. Just what your last person to do it, what you thought?
Yeah, I mean, it's extremely difficult to do. Obviously, he's, I said, he's making it look, pretty easy with the way he can shoot the puck and score goals. So, probably took it a little close to the wire for his comfort, but amazing player, amazing goal scorer, and a guy that's going to score a lot more in this league. So, looks like we may see him in a week. So we're going to have our work cut out for us, but obviously. A great milestone for a very good player.
Stan Rapelli is a guy, 18 last goals now for him this year. I mean, he's a guy that sometimes may fly under the radar on the outside, but he's a guy that really is kind of emblematic when he's going well, his team's going well.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's key. He flies under the radar to the outside. To the inside in our room, we have a huge admiration for Pally because of the way he plays the game. The person that he is away from the rink and in the room as well. I mean, we call him a warrior. He does it all. He's blocking shots. He's on the PK. He's on the PP. He's scoring goals. Usually this is the time of the year where you really see him elevate his game, down the stretch and into the playoffs. So, huge, huge part of our team and really any line that he's on, because he does do that dirty work. He goes in front of the net. He goes in the corners. He's great in the defensive zone. So, just really a guy that no matter what line he's on, guys are excited to play with him. So, great to see him, get rewarded.
Thanks, Trevor.